B-Pod Studios.
It's Thursday.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this here be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, LBF's on vacay. Enjoying her week. We've lassoed Tracy Caruso to spend some time with us this week. Here it is Thursday. Just two more to go, Tracy.
Two and counting.
But who's counting, right, Tracy?
I am.
I know you are.
You know, I'm having fun.
You're having fun.
Ryan's
I can
nice
tell.
Guy.
Oh, you don't know me that well.
Yeah. So that is. I bring you
oh,
down
Bob.
Back from the farm, and I put you shine the bright lights on you, and this is what I get. You could bottle this day if we could. I mean, it's going to be 77, maybe, you know, partly sunny, partly cloudy, but just loving these cooler temperatures, right? Am I right?
I like tomorrow. It's going to be in the 80s. I like that much better.
Like sunny 82 tomorrow, and 67 70s, now.
70s does nothing for me.
I wouldn't generally
80s.
Think so.
Bring me the 80s.
You guys know this is the Jetsons. Remember, do you guys ever watch
sure.
the Jetsons? Yes.
Yeah.
That came up 57 years ago today.
Where are our flying cars?
Well, they're coming. You know they're coming. So here's the deal, Brian. In 1962, it was set in 2062. So we're not there yet.
So
that's 43 years from now. So we're getting that much closer to what's predicted. So think about all the stuff they had on the Jetsons that are going to come. Robots, Rosie.
Hey, I've got a robot that vacuums my house.
I want You're a robot there. Dog yeah. that doesn't shed.
Astro.
They have those.
Right?
They have those. Yeah.
Get those.
You can get one. Treadmills
really?
For exercise.
Yeah.
They're a thing.
A lot of stuff from the Jetsons we already have. So that's
Stop this crazy
good.
Thing, right? So there you go.
I want someone to clean my house.
That's Rosie. Rosie's coming. So it was 57 years ago. I didn't realize that it was 2062. We're getting close, man. George. What was his wife's name?
Jane.
Very good.
Jane, his wife.
That's right.
Do you remember the kids' names?
No.
No?
His boy...
Leroy?
Elroy.
Elroy.
Yeah, Leroy.
All right, that was close.
That was Leroy. Yeah.
That was close.
You better know
What's
the dog's
daughter?
Name.
Judy.
Judy.
Wow.
And the dog was?
It shed less.
Rastro.
What is it?
Rastro.
Astro.
Astro.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's David Price's dog's name, too.
Clearly, you watched this way more than I did.
I'm probably a little older than you are, in that case
probably.
You haven't guessed yet. Yeah. Anyway, so, people love nostalgia, I'm told. It's 5:40 here at WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Have you guys had the Impossible Burger yet?
No, but I kind of want to try
it. You should try it. I'm a skeptic, right?
Okay.
But my youngest girl is a vegetarian. But she misses her hamburgers, so she's been trying to find the absolute perfect burger. And so she took me to, I took her, the Cheesecake Factory, and we had an Impossible Burger. It was amazing. It tastes just like a hamburger. I'm just telling you. From a skeptic, do you know why they call it the Impossible Burger, though?
Why?
It's impossible to find. Everywhere you go, they don't have it. Now I know why. But it's really good if you ever come across one.
Okay.
Yeah.
They only at...
The only place I've had it was the Cheesecake Factory. Otherwise, it's impossible to find. They're supposed to be going to BK, Burger King.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's true yet. No, but it's as close as you're going to get to a real hamburger. Without getting it. It's just impossible
I'm
to
just,
find.
Because I can, I'm sticking with the real burger.
No, you can. Yes. But I mean, for your vegetarian friends that you currently don't like. Okay, fine.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Yeah, so we're just talking about the Impossible Burger because, Tracy, you were saying there's some sausage, Beyond Sausage sandwich coming to Dunkin's.
Right, yeah. Some, and then there's another one at, where was the other one?
I don't know.
There was a Dunkin' and then there, McDonald's is doing that's not.
I got a 20-year-old who's a vegetarian. My 22-year-old's a vegetarian, too, but she doesn't care about burgers. But my 20-year-old misses her burgers, so we mentioned the Impossible Burger.
Right.
I mean, but the problem is it's impossible to find.
Okay. I've never even tried.
You got to try it. I mean, just it's really amazing.
Okay.
So, hey, ROR, good morning.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
We have a family here in Boston who has a restaurant business. It's called Wahlburgers.
Oh, wait a minute now. Go ahead.
They always have the Impossible Burger available.
Really?
Oh, they do.
7 days a week from open to close.
Well, that's good to
know. Can you describe it for us?
You ever had it, Rich?
I'm a meat guy.
Yeah.
I'm married to a vegetarian.
Right.
And it looks like a burger.
And it tastes like one. It really is amazing. It's better than the Beyond Burger.
It's all plant-based. They have them all the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's easy to find. And South Bay is a very short ride from the station.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should have lunch today, Brian. What do you say?
Open. Yeah. I'm pretty busy.
Still busy. Okay, fine.
Listen, Brian's busy, but, you know, show up. The girl that runs the restaurant over there, her name's Teresa. Say hello. Right.
I will. Gee, I'll say Rich sent me.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks, Rich.
Take care, guys.
All right,
thanks
man.
For the call.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm just going to say, hey, Rich paid it forward. I'm Bob. I'm here to get the Impossible Burger. That
and Teresa's going to... Bob who?
Exactly. Like everybody
who
else is, too. Exactly. I get that enough.
Everyone's named Bob.
Pay it forward, Rich. It's 616 at ROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. 619. It's Bob and LBF on vacation. She returns Monday. Tracy Caruso is...
Hi, Bob.
She finally made it to Boston after all these years.
28 years.
Yep. She's actually paying me to be here, which, you didn't have to do that. All right. Somebody else is calling about the Impossible Burger. Hey, what's up?
Hey, my name is Adam Amico. It's great to hear this story being broadcasted. So I did hear a little bit about this. I'm a big fan of the Saturday morning TV shows on, I believe it's Channel 4. So it's actually called Heme. And it's actually extracted from, I believe, soy plant.
So the Impossible Burger is soy plant. Yeah. Okay.
Have you tried it?
I have not. I've been meaning to. I just have not had a chance to. But I love the idea. The scientists that described it, I mean, it was just like, it's like common sense. It gets rid of, you know, factory farming pretty much in general.
No, it's amazing taste. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It's just hard to find.
Yeah.
But now I guess we can go to Wahlburgers.
You can go meet Bob over at the Wahlburgers.
Yeah, we'll go later on.
Totally going to go.
Yeah, okay. What are you doing for lunch? Rich has already paid for us, so it's going to be good. Yeah, Rich paid it forward. Rich did too. Hang on a second. Anyway, so it's good. He's never had it, but it is kind of plant soy based, so it's good.
I get a little concerned when I hear the scientist.
I know,
I'd rather hear from the farmer.
There's no farming.
They grow soybeans, right?
Yeah, there's soy farmers there. Scientists. All right, partly cloudy today, high of 77. Clear skies tonight down to 68. 82 tomorrow, going to be gorgeous. Now, you know what scientists, speaking of scientists, have said?
What?
According to a new study out of Australia, crying can be good for your health. How about that?
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Let it out. Crying can be good for your health.
All right.
Researchers found that people who let their tears just flow on had lower stress levels, more controlled breathing, lower heart rates than people who don't cry. So
it's not true. I cry a lot.
You do? You're a big crier?
I don't lower my heart rate.
It doesn't work for you?
I don't feel better, clearly.
Really?
No.
Huh.
That's an exaggeration.
Well, you're just angry crying.
I angry cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got, Brian?
I had a quick check of sports, if you'd like, Bob.
Go ahead.
Because it's
going to make us cry?
It might, because it's brought to you by Suffolk University, because the Red Sox lost yesterday afternoon.
Cry.
But they're playing under protest. Mm. And ever since David Price came out against Eck, he's 0-2.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. But they are playing it under protest, so we'll see. There was a possible illegal substitution that Alex Cora noticed.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Right.
And today... I don't know if you noticed yesterday, Bill Belichick had his first press conference. He's in midseason form. They asked about Tom Brady's contract.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm not going to talk about player contracts.
Nope.
But today would be a great day. It's going to be beautiful out. Go catch the training camp. Gates open at 8. Practice begins at 9:15. and it's really fun to kind of go out and, check out practice.
All right.
Hey, and listen up, Boston. Suffolk University is now offering a suite of 5 100% online master's level business programs, including accounting, finance, business analytics, healthcare, and business administration. It's time to advance your career. Visit online.suffolk.edu.
All right. Yeah. So crying is actually good, Tracy, so you should do more of it. When was the last time you cried?
Yesterday.
Yeah. I don't believe you. Anyway, so if you have a good reason to cry, then just let it out. It's good for the heart and everything else.
Sox-Yankees tonight. That's going to probably make some
you
people cry.
You might be crying tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So anyway...
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, all right, Tracy, I know you found this little survey quite interesting, so I will let you present us what the top 5, what is it, sexiest thing that women...
The new survey asked women to name the sexiest physical features on a guy.
Okay, The top 5.
Let's see. Number 5 was or is facial hair.
Okay. Facial hair is number 5. This is good for the guys.
I've just started,
You're working on
facial hair.
Okay. Right. Number 4?
Muscular arms.
I mean, geez, I'm
out.
Yeah. I was doing some curls for the girls yesterday at the gym. I don't know if you noticed that.
Okay, number 3.
High five.
You guys both have to turn around.
No, you're not. Okay, number 3.
No. See,
we're good.
No, it's a nice back.
Oh, a nice back. Oh, yeah, that's
good. Not backside. Okay. A nice back.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
A nice back?
Oh,
like a
broad shoulders.
Yeah.
Nice hairy back. Okay. Yeah.
You big hands.
Is number 2 is big hands? Okay.
You can't that tied with short hair.
All right, let's see what short hair. All right, let's see if anybody can guess what is number 1.
I think it's the guy's lips.
Guy's lips.
Lips.
Oh, lips. Yeah. You're in the vicinity.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah. Lips. Like, who has good lips?
Very close.
Who has good lips?
My boyfriend.
Yeah, well, okay. There you go.
You know, I was going to say.
That's because he's next to you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bye, Sandy. How close was Sandy?
She was very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Number 1 is?
Number 1, smile.
That's it.
Smile.
Smile.
That's the sexiest thing you can have for a guy. That's great.
I love that.
Yeah. I like
that. Smile, back,
I don't get the back thing. I'm still confused by that.
You wouldn't understand.
I thought you mean like backside.
No.
The back.
Nice, just good broad shoulders.
Some muscle.
Settle down, Tracy.
I gotta go. All
right, well, now we know. I gotta work on our back, Brian. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm just gonna try to keep growing a beard, I think.
That's easy. Just do it.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 6:45 in for LBF this week. During her No Fry July, it's Tracy Caruso.
And it's brought to you by Sullivan Tire. The Hollywood Reporter has a profile on Leonardo DiCaprio, and it includes a brief note about how some crew members on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood were instructed to avoid making eye contact with him.
That's easy to do. Okay, fine.
That's weird.
Leonardo.
Now, why was it just some crew members?
I don't know. My kids have a crush on this guy for years. All of them do.
I know. We've talked a lot about how he only dates, you know, women like between 22 and 25.
Right. That's it. But they can't. They can't make eye contact.
Those are probably the only ones who could make eye contact.
They can make lots of eye contact. Yeah.
On the flip side.
Uh-huh.
A Hollywood exec says they admire that he has maintained his friendships and relationships throughout his fame. So people that he was friends with, Leonardo.
With who's he maintained with?
with his friends.
With his, like, old friends.
Non-celebrity friends?
Yes.
Oh, let's see.
People that
good.
Before he became famous.
Can they look him in the eye? Or maybe?
No. I don't.
No.
Probably.
Look away. Look away.
That's pushing it. If you're hoping for a remake of the final Game of Thrones season, HBO says, no way.
Well,
there are no
not.
Plans to touch the highly criticized final six episodes, despite an online fan petition with more than 3 million
Jeez,
signatures.
Time to get over it.
That
right?
Crazy.
Welcome
yeah.
to the real world.
Please.
People. They're not going to remake a series.
Yeah, it's over. Things change.
Robin Williams' son, Cody, married his fiance on the late actor's birthday this week.
Nice.
Sunday would have been Williams' 68th birthday.
Too bad.
Yeah. And Alex Rodriguez is wishing his fiance, Jennifer Lopez, a happy birthday. The former Yankee slugger posted a sweet video on Instagram.
Oh, boy. Do we want to hear this?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Do you want to hear
it?
Was it sweet? All right, here it is.
Hi, baby girl. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. I cannot believe this, baby girl.
All right, I got to stop. If he says baby girl one more time.
Twice in like 5
come
seconds.
Come on.
Yeah.
If my husband called me baby girl, there would be an issue.
There would be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby girl.
I mean,
and she's
50.
Like,
did she just say she's 50?
Yeah, babe.
Babe, yeah.
You know, that.
Although,
what...
I would call J-Lo anything she wants me to call her. But
she can't like it herself.
You know what's interesting about this? I didn't realize this.
Okay.
So yesterday was J-Lo's birthday.
All right.
But also yesterday was the 15-year anniversary of the famous A-Rod Jason Veritek brawl.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
So that happened on J-Lo's birthday. Now they're... I'll never forget.
Baby J-Lo, girl?
J-Lo's birthday.
Yeah, baby girl's
baby
birthday.
Girl.
Right.
And Sox Yanks tonight.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's fun. We're going to find out. It all
universe,
comes down tonight.
Man,
yeah.
It's crazy.
It all comes down.
You just don't look him in the eyes, right?
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
That's good. Seriously, though, like, I can't.
Hey, baby boy.
I think, you know, see, that's it right there. That, you know, that puts it all in perspective.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Isn't that weird?
But girls do call their guy baby boy. Don't they have seen that?
No.
Really?
In high school? No?
Well, high school.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I don't want my wife to call me baby boy, you know.
Carolyn's listening. I want her to call him baby boy.
Carolyn. Do not do that. She's a troublemaker, this Tracy Caruso.
Hello,
tomorrow's her last
boy.
Day. You'll never hear her again. Okay? I will personally drive to LBF's vacation home
and drive her back.
And drag her back, okay? So don't worry about that.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So we think we should shine a spotlight on some heroes. Mm-hmm. Some heroes in the news. So there's three. All right, Tracy,
absolutely.
We'll let you start.
Yeah, so it wasn't a great story, but it's an intriguing story how it ended. A jogger said she was flashed by a man while they were running in opposite directions along Memorial Drive in Cambridge. Well, this jogger, she's 6'1" mm-hmm. and a former member of the Israeli army.
Wrong lady.
She turned around. She took chase after the flasher. And was able to hold him down for a little bit, scared him quite a bit. Unfortunately, he did get away, but she wasn't about to just run away.
6'1". She tackled him. And there's actually a video of the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
She won't say her name.
Right, and they should catch him.
For the record, he's not going to run fast.
Well,
he's not a real runner.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But this woman said she didn't want another woman to be victimized. If you don't chase him, he's going to scare some girl and get her all the way down.
How cool is that?
No.
Wow. So she's a hero number one. We don't
absolutely.
Even know her
I'm
name.
I'm glad that she's safe. It was a scary situation.
Would you tackle the guy?
I don't. I'd just run.
You'd just run faster. Well, you used to run cross country. All right,
how do you remember that?
You told me that many years ago.
Okay.
I was always impressed. Devin Zelk was fast asleep on the deck of, I guess, I don't know if it was her dad's boat, but she was out with her dad, right?
Yeah.
The dog bar at 7 a.m., and dad woke her up screaming, "We're on, we're on." So 10 hours later, she's 18-year-old girl from Hamilton, reeled in a 700-pound giant bluefin, which is a heck of a catch. Even experienced fishermen, never mind a teenager, landing this tuna.
So can you imagine how sore those biceps must be today?
Yeah.
She's not a big girl. No.
10 hours.
10 hours.
That's a lot of work.
How about that? 700-pound tuna. 700 pounds, 106 inches long. They're hoping to get it at least $10 a pound from a fish broker in Gloucester.
Wow.
So good for her. She's showing girls to get out.
She should get more than $10.
Come on.
Well, they always start low. You go high.
Yeah.
No barter. What do you
Brian?
All right.
Well, you know, I saw a post yesterday from the Chatham Police Department, and some of the utility crews that are cleaning up the whole tornado disaster were actually being, like, harassed and screamed at by people. Like, hey, turn our power back on. So let's give a little shout-out to these crews, the tree crews, the linemen. I mean, that is tough work trying to untangle all that.
As you
it's
can.
Dangerous.
They're hoping to have everybody's power back up by tomorrow. It's very dangerous work, and there's just it's a huge mess. So let's come on, give them a break. These guys are working crazy hours
They're there to do their job, help you out. So there you go.
Some yell at Bob. Don't yell
whatever.
At Bob.
I'm used to
good
it.
Idea.
Go ahead. That's fine. 717.
What's the phone number here?
We don't have a phone. It's not working. I think it is.
Tornado took it out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
LBF's on vacation. She's back Monday. Our buddy Tracy's filling in, and Brian's here. So we missed a hero in the news. We just put a spotlight on three, heroes.
Right.
Two plus the power crew, of course, that are trying to get the power back on at the Cape. How about this? An 87-year-old man in Maryland was walking through the woods with his dogs Monday and got stuck in knee-deep mud.
Oh, no.
All right. He could not move. So his dogs, they had a couple of them, ran to a nearby trail, barked at people riding on bikes to get their attention, and firefighters actually came and saved him.
Wow.
That's an amazing story.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Right? For dogs?
Yeah.
My dogs would not do that.
I don't.
One would be running in circles, and the other would lay down, scratch my belly, Dad. And, that'd be it.
Yeah. I think one of mine, I have three.
Mm-hmm.
One would think it was playtime.
Right. In the mud.
One would think it was nap time.
Nap time.
And the other one would just run.
Just gone.
Away.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Now's my chance.
Yeah, I don't think my dog, Frankie would not. She's afraid of a lot of stuff. She barks at, like, the delivery truck, so I know when Amazon arrives.
Right.
But that's pretty much it. I think she would be.
I'm like, how does a dog do this? It's
amazing.
Pretty good.
Pretty cool.
That's so amazing. I'm just wondering, if you have a dog you think would save
would
you.
Would your dog save you or
run,
leave you?
My mother swears her cat rescued her from a situation. I'm not sure. I think the cat was trying to get rid of her, but
happened?
The cat woke her up in the middle of the night when something was going wrong at the house and alerted her to the problem. So
cats do that too.
I was like, wow.
Well, you hear about that with like fires and stuff.
Yeah.
So if it smells something or whatever.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Huh.
So if you have a dog, I'm wondering if you have a dog that would save you. Tracy, you had an uncle? What
an
were you saying?
An uncle, yeah. It was many years ago, but it was down in Kentucky, actually, and he was hunting, and he had fallen down into this ridge, hurt his leg, and his dog held onto him and actually pulled him back up onto the pathway.
Wow.
No kidding.
Pulled him up?
Helped, obviously.
That's
helped
great.
Him. But yeah. So,
it wasn't like a chihuahua then, I would imagine.
No,
he was a big old mutt.
Yeah.
A pug. That's great.
Dedicated.
So I know, I'm just impressed by this story. Dogs do rule.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's take out some dirty laundry. Sitting in for LBF this week. She's not afraid of a French fry. She doesn't believe in no fried July. It's Tracy
Caruso.
I've
never met a French fry I didn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Poor LBF hasn't had one in 25. Yeah, she's doing
good
the no fried July. Is it?
I think it is. is. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, she switched to onion rings.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, she did.
Let's take out the dirty laundry. Here we go.
Brought to you by Sullivan Tire. The Hollywood Reporter has a profile on Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo. And it includes a brief note about how some crew members on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood were instructed to avoid making eye contact with him.
Not nice.
Don't look at me.
That's the crew.
Don't look at me.
That's weird.
Don't look at me.
Are you talking about me?
Right? That's really
weird.
That's
so hard. It's not so hard.
Thanks a lot. On the flip side, though, a Hollywood executive says they admire his. He has maintained his friendships and relationships throughout his
life. With his real friends.
The people that he was friends with beforehand, he's still friends with. So that's pretty cool.
Still kind of weird.
Not the women that he dates, because he dumps them when they hit 25.
Oh. You know what? I'm glad she didn't let him on the door. Rose.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
He's like, she said, no, don't make eye contact with me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
He's taking himself a little too seriously.
All right. Talk about taking things seriously, fans of Games of Thrones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're hoping, though, for a remake of the final Game of Thrones season, HBO has finally responded with a big no way.
Not going to happen.
There are no plans to touch the highly criticized final six episodes, despite an online fan petition with more than 3 million signatures.
Wow.
What reality 3 million do people live in thinking
3
that they
million
would...
people need to get over it.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it was disappointing, but you know, I've moved on.
You move on, right? It's a show.
I moved on before episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actress Anne Hathaway is pregnant again. The 36-year-old Oscar winner made the announcement on Instagram yesterday. A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez, good man. He's wishing his fiance Jennifer Lopez a happy birthday. The former Yankee slugger posted a, some are calling it sweet, video montage.
Well, let's see.
On Instagram.
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
We can't get through the whole thing. That's all I'm going to say. Okay?
No,
I'm going to try to get through the whole thing.
How far can we go?
Here is A-Rod.
Hi, baby girl. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. I cannot believe this, baby girl.
Since we've been together, you have made me feel like every day is my birthday. Thank you for your passion and your energy and your inspiration and your endless pursuit to be the best at everything that you do.
Uh-huh. You're simply the best partner in life.
And wait.
The best daughter, the best mother, the best performer.
Ah, best performer. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Baby girl.
So J-Lo turned 50 yesterday. She's currently on her It's My Party tour. I'm going to start calling you baby boy.
Don't you're baby. You're not just that.
Hey, by the way, Miss America pageant leaving Atlantic City again. This year's pageant will be at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know who's getting married, got engaged on her 21st birthday?
Yes.
Little Bindi.
That's right.
Bindi.
Now, Bindi Irwin, eh?
Yeah.
Bindi Irwin,
yeah.
21.
Crikey.
Seems young to me. I've got a soon-to-be 21-year-old. I would not like her coming home saying, Dad, I got engaged.
I have a soon-to-be 21-year-old boy, son, young man.
Baby boy, yeah.
My baby boy, yeah.
How's baby boy doing?
And he,
you would not like him coming home saying, I'm engaged.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's just young. Yeah.
He still doesn't clean his room.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he's going to get married.
Neither do I.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, joining us today, a retired firefighter from Methuen, David Kay. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Hey, David.
So, David, you said your wife is listening. What's her name?
Angela.
Do you call her baby girl?
No.
Good. There I go. There's bonus question for David. All right, Dave, here's how it's going to work. Tracy is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you don't know one, just say pass. We'll go right back to it if we have time. Get all 10 within a minute. You're going to get $1,000. What I'm learning here, guys, is the faster you answer,
right. don't wait, man.
If you don't have it, pass and go back. Okay, Dave?
Speed.
That's right.
Speed.
All right. If you're ready, Dave?
Ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
David, what's 10 times 10?
100.
What does M-O stand for?
Pat.
Who is the Lizard King?
Pat.
What 90s movie starred Michael Jordan and Looney Tunes? Who wrote Charlotte's Web?
Pat.
Elvis Presley won 3 Grammys. True or false?
True.
Punchy is the mascot for what soft drink brand?
Who?
Punchy.
For soft drink brand Kool-Aid.
How many years is a score?
12.
What TV show was set aboard the Pacific Princess?
Love Boat.
Who was the first athlete featured on a Wheaties box?
Pass.
What does
Oh, man. I thought they were doable today.
All right.
Dave, we're sorry, buddy. How'd he do?
He got a couple right.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 MO stands for modus operandi. Lizard King is Jim Morrison.
Jim, yeah.
Space Jam was the movie that Michael Jordan and Looney Tunes.
I knew it was a space basketball game. I couldn't think of it.
It's my 9-year-old's favorite movie.
Space Jam.
They're remaking it right now, too.
Mm.
Of course.
E.B. White wrote Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, you didn't know that, Dave?
I didn't know that.
Sounds familiar now.
20 years in a score.
Yeah. 20? Okay.
20 in a score.
Lou Gehrig was the first person, first athlete on Wheaties.
And Punchy was the mascot. You were so close.
Yeah,
it wasn't
so close.
Kool-Aid. Think of the old punch. Hey, you want a punch?
Hawaiian punch.
Oh, Hawaiian punch.
Hawaiian punch, Dave. That's okay. Well, you got Love Boat right, so we know what you were doing in the 70s, Dave. That's
okay.
And he knows his multiplication. He got 10
10,
times
by, 10. 10 times 10.
That was the one. I figured I'm good with math. That'll be the thing I get wrong.
Yeah. There you go. Well, listen, nobody goes away empty-handed, Dave. So you and baby girl are going on a four-pack. No, not
no,
so much.
His wife is
not
Angela.
Angela, thank you.
No, don't call her that.
No, wait a minute. I can. You can't. Okay? That's how that works. You guys got a family four-pack of tickets to Boston Harbor's Cruise Sunset Sightseeing. It's fully narrated, so it's educational. It's fun. You're going to learn all about Boston Harbor and about past and present.
Yeah.
There, Dave. See, there you go. You deserve
thank
that.
Thank you.
There is. Dave King, thank you so much. You hang on. If you want to play, if you think you can outdo Dave, well, just go to WROR.com. Tell us that you want to play Grand in 60 Seconds. We could be calling you, so pick up the phone, just like David did. There you go.
Hey, Dave, thanks for being a first responder also.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Dave, that's good. Yeah, yep, that's right. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Here's your last shot to look good on the beach. This is it, he says to himself. Okay.
Good luck, Bob.
Brian, turn the camera off. Thank you. I shouldn't be doing this story. A new study found a great way to lose weight, and this is tough. Stop eating after 2 o'clock. Not in the morning. No. In the afternoon. Researchers found people who cut themselves off at 2 burned more fat and actually felt hungry less often than people who eat 3 meals a day. So here's how you do it.
This can't be healthy.
You eat 8 a.m. to 2. All right? It helps burn away fat more than people eating 3 meals a day. Now, people who stopped at 2 found themselves less hungry than those who ate all day long, which is basically opposite of what you think. So why does it happen? Researchers think your body quickly adapts to eating less often, produces less of the ghrelin hormone that makes you hungry, and more of the hormone peptide, which makes you feel full. Can you do that? 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
No.
So if it's 8:29 now, if you start it half hour ago,
hold on,
at 2.
I'm going to
you just start eating.
Just start eating
just
everything.
Eat constantly.
You know what the good news is?
And then just go to bed at 2:05.
You'd have to, right?
Yeah.
You lose weight without having to cut calories or carbs or sugar. You just cut out dinner. So how about that?
I don't know.
No shot. You're eating as we speak.
I am.
What do you have, gummy bears over there?
Well, they're not gummy bears, but they're similar.
So anyway, give that a shot, and you'll still
how
be
can you do
beach
that?
Ready. 6 hours. So maybe if you move the window, maybe 9 to 3. Could you do that?
No.
Or even 10 to 4.
No. Oh, well, 10 to 4.
Apparently someone doesn't care how they look at the beach. That's why I said
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. I know what I'm doing tonight. Watching the Sox versus the Yanks with my mother-in-law, Bev. Maybe we'll have a chili dog because it's National Chili Dog
Day. That's
today.
Right.
Hold on, Bev. I'll pick up the cams. Here we go. Now, the Yankees have given the Sox some, as you call, bulletin board material.
Yeah.
Shortstop Didi Gregorius says, every time we get a chance to play them, you get a chance to bury them, and that's all we want to do. They're coming to town to bury the Sox.
Okay.
So that's like, good bulletin board material.
I think they're going to need more than bulletin board material.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, man.
But that's their plan. Like
over the next 2 weeks, we've got 8 games against the Yankees.
Yeah.
With 3 against the Rays again in the middle there. So this is really, this could be it.
These next 2 weeks is really,
I'm going to be confident. I'm going to be confident. I think we're going to be just fine.
Well, you got to get ahead. We can't split. Yeah. Splits do nothing.
Right.
We got to win.
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
That's bulletin board material. They've come to bury us. Get the shovels out. We'll see. What else going on, Brian?
I'm not feeling good about it.
He's really nervous in the service.
I think I'll go down to Foxborough because that's where training camp has started for the Patriots. Today is the first open practice. The gates opened at 8 a.m. And practice starts at 9:15. And, you know, it's really fun to take the kids down. And it's all free.
Right.
When can you get down there, park for free,
walk around.
They have stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
And watch the Pats practice. It's kind of fun.
Most of us can't afford to have season tickets to the Patriots.
No. Who could?
I mean, someone in the room has them. But, you know, you and me, we're not, we don't have.
I don't have season tickets.
I don't have season tickets. Yeah.
I do.
Gee,
yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
She was showing us her sweet seats.
No, they're not in a suite.
No, but S-W-E-E-T seats.
Yeah, every suite.
Yeah. You're doing pretty good, Trace.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, nice. I'll be seeing you. I'm about 6 games in. It's going to get too cold for you. Probably you want to get rid of those tickets.
No.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
105.7 WROR. That was me in the hotel last week when I was staying. voice is Carrie. Stop. Not a lie. That's why I moved in with my mother-in-law until we get a house. Thank you, Bev. Here are the...
Did you forget anything in the hotel?
Well, here are the 5... I did. I actually left the number one thing in the hotel.
Really?
But for the first time ever, they actually had it and gave it back to me.
Oh, wow.
Here are the top 5 things people leave in hotels.
All right. Okay.
Makeup or makeup bags.
Yep.
Okay.
Your glasses, either sun or regular.
Yep.
Toiletries you brought with you, like deodorant and
perfume. What I always forget. Like, I'll leave it in the bathroom there, and I'm like, oh, darn it.
Do you grab hotel shampoo?
Yes.
Do you take it with you?
Yes.
Me too.
I do not.
Why not? It's for the gym. If you go to the gym, you have shampoo right there.
No, I do not.
See, women don't. Men do that. We're all about taking the shampoo.
Right.
The number one thing you would guess you leave in hotel rooms. I did this last time.
Charger, right?
Phone charger. Yeah. They actually had mine. I was shocked. I called them and said, I left it. Yes, Mr. Bob, we have it for you.
Wow.
So that was very nice.
Laptop charger.
Did you get it back?
No.
They somehow.
I didn't call, though.
I called. Yeah. Do you want to hear the weirdest things people left behind at a hotel?
No,
not
boy.
Really.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Oh, you do?
Probably not.
All right. A glass slipper.
Okay.
Glass slipper. Right. Cinderella.
You know who probably lost that.
Cinderella left.
Whole 11:59, running out the door.
Right. A goldfish. Oh. I'm not talking cracker. Okay. I mean a goldfish.
That was one at some event.
A Christmas tree in the room. Yeah.
All right.
Here's my favorite. A huge family portrait someone actually hung up on the wall of their hotel room.
They left it there.
How sad is that? That's like planes, trains, and automobiles, right? John Candy.
No kidding.
So there he just left.
Wow.
He missed them for a while and hung up
and
their family.
And then forgot about it.
And then left. There you go.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.